the Live Saturday edition. We're launching into hour number one, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. That, once again, freetalklive.com. By the way, want to welcome our one of our newest affiliates. We've had like five new stations join the show within the last week, and I've actually got another verbal agreement from somebody else, Mark. It's been a very good month for Free Talk Live. But want to welcome on board WSTP 1490 AM in Salisbury, North Carolina.
That's a nice set of call letters, STP, like the oil.
I guess, yeah. So welcome aboard. Actually, this is another station that's sort of been with us for a little while, and now we finally made it official. So hello to them.
Fast and racy.
Yeah. Hello to North Carolina and our listeners up this. I think it's just north of Charlotte, I believe. So
I bet we get exempted for NASCAR races there.
Probably.
On WSTP, come on.
But nonetheless, you guys have an hour of the Saturday show. Hopefully that'll expand in the near future. So if you like the show, call your local station and talk to the program director there, Mike. He's a great guy. And let him know that you appreciate Free Talk Live being on. 800-259-9231. Starting things out, let's talk about Islam. And if you ever heard Free Talk Live before, you know we're not going to talk about it like the other shows do.
Nothing like it.
There's this woman that does a talk show, Monica Crowley.
Mm.
If you listen to this woman, she's apparently some big pundit, some blonde bimbo.
Well, I don't know if she's a bimbo. You don't
she
know the
woman.
Seems
like a bimbo.
Okay, whatever.
She doesn't seem too bright. Well, she seems to just...
She's a hate monger, I'll tell you that.
She just parrots off whatever she hears from Rush Limbaugh and everybody else. Anyway, she'll get on the air.
Bimbo talks about her you know, sexual exploits to some extent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's,
I thought Bimbo was kind of just airheaded.
Okay, well, maybe...
Maybe I'm wrong about that.
I don't know.
But anyway, she'll get on the air and she'll just attack Islam. She's one of those people that is trying to paint this picture of a war between America and Islam. It's a, you know, of course, the real war is supposedly Christianity versus Islam. But anyway, it's us versus Islam, this evil religion. They're so terrible and bad. But are they? Is Islam really a bad thing? Is it a bad religion? Is it really out for blood? Is it looking to kill all of the Westerners? Is that all true, or is it just propaganda? Charlie Reese over at LouRockwell.com. I mean, this is in addition to something we discussed a couple of weeks ago. We had one of our callers from Washington call in, and he had a friend in Egypt who was in the Islamic religion. And he pointed out to us that, you know, just all the stuff you hear about Islam, it's just manufactured. It's just not true. And now Charlie Reese at LouRockwell.com is going to back that up. He, by the way, in case you don't know who he is, he's a syndicated columnist for King Features Syndicate, been writing for, he's been a journalist for 49 years, was a tank gunner in, I think, the Korean War. Not sure about that. Maybe Vietnam. But he was a tank gunner, so he's had some military experience and all that. Anyway, Charlie says, there is an ongoing slander campaign against Islam, claiming it's a religion that promotes violence and hinting that it seeks world conquest. Before you buy the malarkey that's being produced by people with their own agendas or prejudices, or who are just plain ignoramuses, follow these few suggestions. Compare the history of Islam with the history of Europe, which for centuries was called Christendom. An objective look will show you that Christendom wins by a landslide when it comes to violence and wars. After all, Europe and its offspring didn't come to dominate the world, including the Islamic countries, because they practiced the gentle virtues of Jesus. As for the common practice of cherry-picking scripture from holy writings and presenting it out of context, just check out what the Christians call the Old Testament. There you'll find God advocating a double standard of morality, condoning slavery, ordering the Israelites to commit genocide, and committing infanticide himself on a mass scale. I don't believe you'll find anything comparable in the Koran. The word jihad, which
now, is my understanding the Koran contained the Old Testament.
I don't know about that.
Well, it's a
I'm going on what Charlie Reese said.
It's an offshoot of Judaism to some extent.
I don't know. If somebody knows the answer to that, 800-259-9231. He says the word jihad, which is so overused these days, has, like a lot of words, more than one meaning. It means basically to struggle, but this can be personal or spiritual, or a peaceful political struggle. Only if Islam is attacked are Muslims required to defend it. As for that obnoxious propaganda term, Islamo-fascist, just recall that fascism is a European invention by nominal Christians. To my knowledge, the only fascist governments ever to exist on this planet were all European and nominally Christian. Another canard is that Islam promotes forced conversion. We've heard this one before. Mm-hmm. You either convert or you're killed,
yes,
allegedly. Not so. Even when the Arab Empire was expanding, rarely were any of the conquered people forced to convert. The Quran even forbids it. Naturally, once Muslims were in charge, a lot of people decided it was in their own self-interest to convert, but this is just one of the sleazy aspects of human nature. I remember when Florida elected its first Republican governor of the 20th century. I saw plenty of people crawl out from under their rocks and convert to the Republican Party, drawn by the smell of patronage. With some rare exceptions, human beings always act in what they perceive, rightly or wrongly, to be in their self-interest. It was Christian Europe that slaughtered the Jews, and nothing remotely resembling the Holocaust is to be found in the history of Islam. In fact, during the past, when Jews were being persecuted by Christian Europe, they frequently fled to and found sanctuary in the Muslim countries. Until Israel was established, practically every Muslim country had sizable Jewish populations dating back centuries.
Well, there was no complaint about Jews amongst the Muslims at that point, but you know, now what they would consider a Muslim country has been taken by, well, basically the Westerners decided that they would do that, you know, cut Israel out and then give it to the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of Jews living there at the time.
So once again, Europeans, Westerners, meddling in Islamic affairs. And there are still Jews and Christians in some Muslim countries. The final suggestion is that when you hear some individual radical Muslim being quoted, just remember he's one of a billion people and speaks only for himself and his small following. And be wary of the quotations he uses. I mean, that would be to take what one Muslim says as, you know, the truth about Muslims would be the equivalent of taking what Fred Phelps says as the truth about Christians.
That's the guy that goes to the military guys' funerals and protests that, you know, the military guys die because God hates gay people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, that guy.
Something.
He's not a spokesperson for all of Christianity.
Nope.
And so, again, be careful when you...
He's pretty radical.
When you hear these things. And be wary of the quotations he uses, for they're often deliberately fabricated or just distorted. If Muslims really desire to conquer the world, don't you think it's strange that we've been living in peace with them for nearly a millennium and a half, except for those times that we attacked them, the Crusades, the European colonial movement, and our invasion of Iraq? Don't forget either that some of the countries that the Bush administration calls allies are themselves Muslim. Egypt, Jordan, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, etc. You have nothing to fear from Islam. The Al-Qaeda movement is a tiny percentage of Muslims and wouldn't be the force that it is except for the fact that the Bush administration has gone out of its way to make all of Osama bin Laden's propaganda become true.
Well, I don't think that Osama bin Laden would be a problem to the United States if we weren't involved in the Middle East.
Absolutely.
We're propping up the government in Saudi Arabia. King Fahd, and I can't remember what his successor's name is, but his, you know, son, Harim, maybe? Anyway, you know, they're being propped up by the United States government. We're holding a king in place. The United States, a country that seceded from a king, is propping up a king. Now, of course, the only way you're ever going, if Osama bin Laden wants to take over that government, which is what I'm sure he wants to do, he's part of that royal family, he probably thinks that he deserves to be king.
Maybe.
If he wants to take over that country, the only way he's going to do it is by either beating the United States or getting them out of the Saudi Arabia. So that's what his plan seems to be. It seems pretty clear to me.
You know, I'm glad you brought him up. Because the people over at the We the People organization, mm-hmm, GiveMeLiberty.org, they've been sending out some iffy emails recently, and I've been sort of turned off by them.
Mm-hmm.
In case you don't know, this is one of the organizations that's out there fighting for tax freedom here in America, amongst other things. And some of their recent emails have had to do with immigration, and they're sort of taking the closed border stance, and that didn't really turn me on too much. But they finally sent out an email that was really a doozy. It was really a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they have spent some time really pouring through what apparently is a book that has been released with the actual quotes from Osama bin Laden. There's an entire book out there that was edited by an English-speaking person, and it's essentially just a compendium of all the different things Osama bin Laden has said over the last decade. And I think it's important that we actually highlight some of the things he said, because most Americans honestly haven't heard this. It's coming up. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want for the live Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website. You just go and download them. They're free. Unlike those other radio talk shows that want to charge you for their sites, we do it free. Freetalklive.com, 1-800-259-9231. Talking a bit about foreign policy, we're actually going to hear some words that Osama bin Laden himself spoke, because I don't think a lot of Americans have really ever heard what he has to say.
Right, they've heard a lot about him.
Right, they've heard a lot of claims made from the administration.
He's the one that did this, blew up the trade centers and all that stuff, so therefore we must go after him. But you don't hear a lot from him.
Right.
Yeah, there's the tapes, they'll show you the pictures of the tapes, but rarely do you hear what they said.
Exactly, they'll give you their summary of what he said, but they always leave things out. And I found it very interesting. So we'll do that here in a moment, but got to go to the phones first and talk to Ron, listening on WVTS in West Virginia. Hey, Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there.
Hey, what's up?
I have quite a bit of education under my belt, almost 200 credits, and I have even more resources available to me. And I want to see the United States win, short term, long term, everything in between.
What does win mean to you?
Good question. win the war on terror in general.
Okay. Sounds like something that would be very difficult to do. Stop crime?
That's correct, yes.
Okay,
that's
go ahead.
Preferably in Iraq, but definitely in Afghanistan. But I'm honestly not sure if that's really possible anymore.
No, I would agree with you. It's not possible. In the same way, it's not possible to win the war on drugs, it's also not possible to win the war on terror. In fact, if you look, there's a lot of similarities in that since the start of the war on drugs, there's more drugs on the streets, more available than ever. And since the start of the war on terror, there's more terrorism incidents worldwide. Funny, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. And also the most interesting part, I'm surprised on how little has changed here in America.
How little, what do you mean by that?
There's, of course, the airport changes, which are great. And there's been...
They're great?
I don't agree.
Really? Could that be better?
I think that airports would be a lot better if we'd take security out of the hands of the government and allow airlines to individually decide, based on consumer demand, what the security level should be for their airlines.
Like, how secure should you be in the mall? And I would also point out that even by their own test, the TSA misses about 75% of guns, knives, and bombs that go through their... they test themselves, and they miss 75% of their own, stuff.
That's correct.
And also,
the borders, like how porous the border is between Canada and the United States.
Why does a porous border scare you?
Because I could just about smuggle anything across the border.
Like what? Drugs or guns or a nuclear bomb or what?
Well, entire truck full.
Drugs?
Yes, anything. Literally anything.
So are you advocating some sort of wall be put up on the northern and southern borders?
Not necessarily a wall, perhaps, to start off with, better surveillance. We have technology.
More people pay off, you mean?
That's a good point.
Yeah, right. Well, I would say, first off, you can't stop people from doing things they want to do. And I wouldn't, there's people out there that want to drink alcohol. We don't have laws against that. There's people out there that want to smoke pot. Why do we have laws against that? That doesn't make any sense to me. So if there weren't any problems with the laws in the case, if we made pot legal or, all drugs legal that people wanted to do, then there wouldn't be a problem with smuggling anything across the border because, well... there wouldn't be anything to smuggle.
Right, and I kind of like the idea of having a free country where free people are free to cross borders freely without having to ask government bureaucrats for permission. I kind of like that idea, and I'd like the country to stay as free as possible. And the idea of increased border security just sounds to me kind of scary. That doesn't scare you a little bit?
It does, but I'm more focused on the fact that it's not if. There will be another attack. It's more so when. Does that make
sense?
Well,
I would agree with you that it's a win that we're going to have another attack here in the United States from some Muslim radical who is upset that we're involved in his government. But if we stop the foreign intervention that we have, as so much of our foreign policy, basically we decide what the world does. If we were to back off and just use the Department of Defense as something defensive, then I don't think we'd have near the problems with... foreign people wanting to come over here and bomb us.
Your thoughts?
Interesting point. That and you have to also understand how this looks to our the people outside the United States, foreign power.
How what looks?
How we're dealing with the war in general. How we're dealing
like
with
boobs.
It. like, for instance, countries like China, Russia, France, Brazil, they have to be sitting back and almost laughing.
We look like violent boobs.
Well, I don't think they're laughing because American troops are getting blown up and shot at. I think they're angry from what I understand it. The world opinion seems to be that Americans are hegemonistic and they're trying to rule the world and be the world's police force, which of course wasn't the original intention behind the founding of this country. When you go back to what the founding fathers and what they thought about ruling the world, they just wanted to keep to themselves, leave everybody else alone. They wanted to trade with the rest of the world, but not actually get involved in allies stuff and treaties and fighting wars and that sort of thing. So I think that we should really get back to that, don't you?
That would be an interesting perspective if we could get back to that, yes.
Well, it's possible. We absolutely can.
In fact, we're supposed to be the government.
There's one particular candidate who is in the running in 2008. His name is Ron Paul. Have you heard of him?
Yes, I have.
Now, I'm not going to speak for Ron Paul, but as I understand it, he generally leans toward getting the heck out of other people's countries and minding our own business, much like the founding fathers wanted to. So were a man like Ron Paul to be elected president, it absolutely is possible that the troops could be brought home and that the people around the world wouldn't be so darn angry about what the American government is doing. So there's a possibility. Thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It sounded like we gave them a few things to think about. In fact, this quote from Osama bin Laden is going to give you a few things to think about as well, in case you've never heard anything that he has to say. Mark, you get on the air here on this show frequently, and you make the claim that if the American government were to just remove itself from all of the countries that it's occupying, many of them it occupies.
Over 130 countries,
right.
I'd like to point out, which there's
over 700 bases.
There's only 190 or so recognized by the UN. So we're in, 2/3 plus of the countries in the world. We have troops in them.
Correct.
Now, people would come out and say, well, but those countries want us there, and that's not true. The governments of those countries may want us there, but each of those countries, we would have to recognize as Americans that each of those countries is comprised of all of its people.
Mm-hmm. Individuals.
And we don't have any business being the armed arm of any country but our own.
We certainly don't. But you've made the claim that if America were to pull its troops out of those countries, especially the ones where they're agitating, blowing things up and harming others, that that would go a long way to reducing terrorism, reducing the threat of terrorism.
My belief.
And the fact is, that's what Osama bin Laden has to say.
What a surprise.
We'll get to what he has to say and some of his rationale and reasons for doing what he's done over the past decade or so. Coming up here in moments, and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free, including updates. You just get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. In fact, I think I sent an update just yesterday. So head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, as well as socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. As we go to the phones to Howard in Florida, listening to WFTL. Hey, Howard.
Hey.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Nothing. Just listening to the subject matter. I've been listening for about 10 minutes. And I don't know, you guys should be on The View, man. You both should be, like, co-host on The View.
You think I'm a bleeding-heart liberal?
Yeah, it's not that yet. No, let's take liberal out of it. It's just common sense. That what Islam is coming for you, regardless of how you, if you think that the United States is an imperialist.
Why are they coming after us?
They're coming after you because it is a part of their character, their religion, their mantra.
They've been around for 1,500 years or so. How come they haven't conquered the world then?
They're
much larger than they were now.
They took over 2/3 of the world.
That sounds a little optimistic, but okay.
No, but I'm just saying that you can't appease an Islamic fascist person who believes deeply in their heart that the state of Israel and the United States and anybody associated with the United States is evil. You can't
take that. Your solution for stopping an empire being built is to have an empire?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that at all.
That's what we're doing.
I'm saying that the United States, just remember the purple finger. Keep that in your mind. That one lonely woman that held her purple finger in the air the first time she voted in her life, and she was 65 years old. Remember that. Remember that.
Wow, it's amazing. She made it to 65 without ever voting.
You know why she made it that far? Because she had to wear a veil over her face, and because she was uneducated, and because she was not allowed to do anything. It is so obvious, dude.
I don't think you have a real account, a real accurate idea of what things were like in Baghdad. I mean, she didn't have to wear a veil in Baghdad.
I think that your program is just a farce, a way to get people upset that know the truth. Those people, they deserve us coming to their rescue. And we did a crazy job.
Hold on. Wait a minute. How did they engender that? How did they come to the point where they deserve me coming to the rescue?
Because we can.
No. Who's we? We is not an accurate statement.
Let me finish.
You finished with your statement. I asked you one, and now I want to follow that up. You made a claim that those people deserve something, like they have a right to me coming to help them. And what I'm telling you...
You don't think anything of them. That's your problem.
Stop. Stop for a second. We're having a conversation. You're not preaching, okay? Now, when you say that they deserve it...
I have to, yeah.
I understand. You realize you feel like you have a limited time, and you don't. We're going to talk about this.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So those people somehow deserve my tax dollars going towards a military that's going to take over their country and kick out their dictator. But if I don't pay those tax dollars, I go to jail. So to some extent, I am a slave of the government that forces me, because I would not be over there. I would not have military over there if it were my choice.
Right.
So those people deserve to be free, but I deserve to be enslaved in order to make them free.
How does
that make any sense?
It makes sense because it's like walking by somebody's house and seeing this dude beating his wife, and you just keep walking.
No, it's different. Here's why it's different. Because if there's someone beating their wife, then you get to make the choice on your own whether or not you want to intervene. You can choose to continue walking, but you can also choose to get in there, knock on the door, and go in and try to save the woman. In this case, we don't have that choice. There's no doubt that Saddam Hussein was a bad, bad guy. No doubt about that. However, you didn't give me the choice to say, okay, yes, I would like to contribute some money to go over and excise this dictator. You took the money by force by threatening to throw me in a jail cell if I didn't send it to you. That's what happened here, and that's a lot different, sir.
I disagree.
What part do you disagree with?
That I'm going to go to jail if I don't pay my taxes?
I disagree that you were forced to.
Really?
Really? Because if I don't pay my taxes, I'm sure I go to jail.
I tell you why. Get on a plane and fly to the country and live there.
But I was born here. I deserve this just as much as you do. You don't have a right to enslave me simply because you say so.
Let me finish. You talk. Now let me finish. If you disagree so vehemently about helping people that don't have any hope, then you know what? Get on a plane and go to a country that accepts your pacifist, wimpy attitude.
But hold on. I believe that I'm in the country that's founded on ideals of freedom and liberty. And I believe that what you're saying is about authoritarianism and putting me in jail.
Thanks. Okay. We just need to slow down here for a moment. Because he's saying that we're pacifists. And I want to make clear that we're not pacifists.
No pacifists here.
What do I have upstairs, Mark?
You got an AK-47 and you've got a Mossberg.
That's right. I've also got a handgun as well. But that Mossberg was at one time yours. Anyway, we're not pacifists. We totally believe in self-defense. When somebody is attacked, absolutely, you have a right to respond with force in that particular case. What we're talking about here, and what you're denying to the hilt, Howard, is that when we decide, Mark and Ian, we don't want to contribute, and you're saying that we're saving people over there. Last time I checked, there were, 600,000 people that had perished in Iraq since the invasion?
You don't hear anything. You don't hear the truth. You don't hear the truth.
Oh, the truth is that people aren't dying over there? Is that what you're going to try to tell me?
The truth is we are their only hope.
Hold on.
That portion of the world is in the Stone Age.
The truth is you can't give somebody freedom. You can't give it to them. They have to earn it.
Oh, tell the, well, if that's the case, then tell the Jews and then Nazi death camps.
Look, plenty of Jews escaped Germany. They understood what was coming and they left.
Tell the people that gave them their freedom, dude.
What?
Tell the United States came to their defense. At the same time,
the United States did not come to the defense of Jews in World War II. Okay?
Actually, sir,
they didn't have any idea Jews were in camps until after World War II was over.
Last time I checked, dude, we're still in the defense of the Israeli government and the Israeli state.
Right, I understand that, and I don't believe that we should be setting up protectorates around the world.
Listen, like I said, it's basically a kind of a love feeling that you have to have in your heart. When you see somebody...
No, sir. No. No. That's what you're trying to pawn it off as though it's love. You know what? You are finished now. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, I had him on the whole segment, and it's never enough for people like that.
Well,
he wants to claim that it's love to go and go over there and drop bombs on people and shoot people and, you know, all in the name of love. That doesn't seem very loving to me. And
if your mom died in strike and awe, you wouldn't consider the United States to be loving.
Certainly not. And that's why there continue to be that's why there continues to be new recruits to the insurgent side, because they aren't feeling very loved by the U.S. military.
Shock and awe.
And the idea that a military, which its job is to blow things up and kill people, the idea that they can be the purveyors of love from around the world, that's an insane concept, first of all. Look, if you love somebody, then you need to, if you love the people around the world that are under control of an evil dictator, then what you need to do is go over there and join the resistance yourself. You need to go and take some money out of your pocket on a voluntary basis and send it over to the opposition. Send it over to the side that you support. For you to take my money by force, which is what its taxes are, sir, for you to take my money by force or threaten me that you're going to throw me in a jail cell if I don't want to give money to your loving little experiment, that's not love at all. That's a threat. That's violence. And it's despicable. 800-259-9231. And if you don't want to agree that taxes are force, then we need to keep discussing that coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee you.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, In It's Your Show, the last Saturday edition. Toll free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then go and buy some Free Talk Live stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We've got t-shirts, we've got hats, we've got a variety of different products, and a number of them are in the pre-order phase, which means we're introducing brand new products, trying to gauge consumer demand to an extent to see what's popular and what's not. But on the pre-order phase, you'll find all kinds of neat things, including the 2-gigabyte Free Talk Live multi-gadget. It's a 2-gigabyte MP3 player. It is also, at the same time, a voice recorder, a flash drive, and an FM tuner, all in one for less than $60. You'll find that and a variety of all-new clothing and more, all there at store. freetalklive.com. Let's go right into the phone calls here. And we should probably talk about why taxation is theft, so remind me to do that. Let's talk first to Jack in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Jack. Jack in Florida, listening. Hello.
Hey. Hi, guys. I just want to say we're listening to you down in the car here down in South Florida.
Great.
I just can't imagine that you New England people are just such buffoons and actually think what you...
What makes you think we're
mouth.
New England people, exactly?
Well, aren't you coming out of, like, the New Hampshire area?
We are.
Yes, sir. But
I was born in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you.
Cannot imagine that you, and it's actually sad that Americans that can actually think the dribble that comes out of your mouths.
But now, actually, I was born in Sarasota,
sad,
Florida, so I don't know
sad,
that the geography has anything to do
insulting.
With this.
It's sad and insulting. The stuff that comes...
Hello?
Hello?
We didn't cut you off. You can call back, Jack. Normally, it's one call per night, but that was odd. That was a strange thing. So we'd like to have Jack back on the line at 800-259-9231. What are we saying that's so awful? I mean,
what's sad and insulting about
it? Yeah, what's sad and insulting? I mean, the position of Free Talk Live is that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. What's wrong with that? Why is that an insult? I would like to set people free from the tyranny of the state, from this huge government that the United States has. Wasn't it this week that news came out that the government is the biggest it ever has been, the federal government?
Have you ever seen a government get smaller?
No,
have you ever seen a government program go away? I mean...
But we're liberals, Mark. We're liberals. How could we want smaller government?
I'm no liberal. Don't call me a liberal.
I'm not either.
I would call myself a paleoconservative.
I would call myself a libertarian. Free marketeer.
Same thing.
But yeah, no, we want to make it so the government doesn't take money from you by force, to where if you think something's valuable, then you just take your own money and you contribute to it. So if you want to go around the world and invade other countries and blow things up and shoot people, then by all means, you take a good percentage of your income every single year, because that's what the government's doing. They're just taking it and spending it on what they want. You take it, and you hire some mercenaries, and you get together with your friends and your buddies, pull your money together, and you go ahead and send yourself a nice little hit squad over and assassinate some dictators around the world, by all means. Because then if you do that,
Then if there are going to be consequences in that if maybe someone wants to retaliate against you, then the retaliation will come against you.
Not the World Trade Center.
Not the World Trade Center. Not some random building with a random bunch of people in it. It'll come back against the people that funded the violence, which would be you. Because I'm not interested in funding violence against anyone else. I'm not interested in funding violence against Jack in Miami. I'm not interested in funding violence against Howard, against strange people around the world. I just want to live my life. That's all. And I just want other people to leave me alone. Let me take the money that I earn and spend it and save it and give it away in the ways that I think are best. What's wrong with that? Why is that so radical? Why is that so terrible? 1-800-259-9231. And I'm sorry to break this news to you. A lot of you people are calling in probably consider yourself conservatives. And the old line on conservatism is that, you know, you're supposed to keep the money you earn. At least that's as I used to understand conservatism.
Conservatives believe in smaller government.
Well, that's how it used to be, but apparently it's not so anymore. Apparently now conservatives believe in a worldwide police state that'll show everyone around the world how much it loves them by invading their countries and killing people. I don't understand that. And so taxation is theft. We pointed that out earlier, and maybe these so-called conservatives maybe they've forgotten how exactly it is theft. See, because when the government sends you that bill, when they send you that invoice, that, you know, actually it's not even an invoice, it's a blank sheet of paper that you have to figure out how to fill in, and if you fill it out incorrectly, they'll throw you in a jail cell for 5 years. When they send you that paperwork, they're demanding that you send it back to them filled in with all the correct numbers in the right places. And you send a check with it if you supposedly owe them money. And the fact is, if you don't send the check, or maybe if you're a business owner and you don't withhold the money from your employees' checks, if you don't send that money to the government, there's a good chance they're going to come after you and throw you in a jail cell. And you know what? If you don't want to go into that jail cell, then what's going to happen? What's going
to
happen?
If you don't want to go to the jail cell, they're going to shoot you.
That's right. They sure are. They'll have no compunction about it because then you're a tax dodger. You're a tax resister. And you're a criminal.
Oh, it sounds to me like that's what they called the founding fathers.
Did they?
Yeah. They called them tax dodgers and criminals. And surely if they didn't hang together, they'd all hang separately.
Well, you know, the founding fathers were dodging a 1% tax. Now we've got a 50% tax rate here in this country. Now the average American getting taxed 50 to 60% per year.
Right. The tax on tea at the Boston Tea Party was, I've heard, between 1% and 3%, but we would say it's certainly arguably a very low tax.
Apparently these guys love to be taxed because it shows how much they love the people around the world by funding the military to go and do what it does. Where's the love exactly in all this? Because I don't feel very loved. Do you? 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
That guy, he stole something like thunder when you got a couple minutes ago, but shame on you. he doesn't see the idea of funding his own battles. He wants to force everybody else to do it. There's nothing conservative about that. I used to be a conservative, and I got cut. Basically, they lost my support when they stopped being, conservative.
Right, you know, I felt tricked with the Bush getting elected in 2000. You know, there were the tax cuts came, yeah. And I really liked that part. And then, you know, they flew the planes into the buildings, and I was as much like everybody.
Hey, they weren't real tax cuts.
Bush used to the first thing long before, I think before the Trade Center, the first thing Bush pissed me off on was he said he was a free trader. He said he supported free trade, and then he did the steel tariffs.
I think he also said he. Didn't he also say he was against nation building as well?
I remember that as well. That was very shortly prior to the World Trade Centers.
Yeah, you know what? I also remember when it was the year 2000 during the campaign, he had a huge sign up in Sarasota, Florida, that said George Bush, smaller government. Huh? Yeah. What's all that about?
They preach this every year to ride themselves to the polls, and then every year they borrow huge sums of money when they're not raising taxes. They have to know that money has to be paid back or the country goes in default, like Argentina did.
I don't know.
All the Republicans are doing is spending our grandchildren's money. The Democrats want to spend ours. The Republicans want to spend our grandchildren's.
The Republicans
a huge difference
are,
there.
They are frustrating because they ride this stuff every year. I talk about it in the house. I live with a bunch of free staters, and we talk about this all the time, that
But they, what they say and what they do is irritatingly different. It is maddening. They always fall for these lines. We got to do this. We got to do
that. But wait a minute, David. Don't you love the people around the world? Don't you love them?
I very much do. But I don't know when you drop a 500-pound bomb on the middle of a city of Baghdad, which has 4 million people in it. It doesn't do great things to the human body.
Well, apparently the way these guys think is that the
terrorist.
I think the way they think, and I'm not sure how they got this way, but I think the way they think is that the bigger the bomb, the tonnage on the bomb, the more the love.
Well, I understand because I used to lean that direction, and I understand the arguments they make, but they do not seem to comprehend the idea of doing it themselves. They have to force everybody to go along. Bush and Cheney are spending all their time trying to gain support for this war that they know damn well is very unpopular, and they're going around trying to convince everybody, hey, it's a good idea, let's stay in Iraq, let's do this, let's do that. I believe the Constitution does allow for, what do they call it, marks of, they allow for a kind of a privateers, like a private militia. I mean,
and also the Constitution allows for
foreign legion. Great idea.
The Constitution also allows for declaring war, which they didn't bother to do either. David, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Got loads of calls here. Let's go to Ober in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live listening on WFTL. Hello, Ober.
Yes, hello.
Thank you.
I enjoy the perspective that you present quite well.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
I'm thinking of it seems that we don't consider the reality of the situations around the world. Think, for example, that Jews were, and I'm totally opposed to the Holocaust. It was a very evil thing, and all the other cruel things that have happened to the Jews down through the centuries. But they were not controlling Palestine for almost 2,000 years. They were driven out of Palestine by the Romans in AD 70 and were not...
You know what, Ober, hang on. If you can hang through the news, we'll bring you back. In fact, everybody on hold, Eric, Frank, Tim, we'll get to you all. Please be patient. Hour number two is coming up. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
When my